Amen. God bless you as you tune in for this message. May the everlasting blessings from the everlasting hills, from the everlasting mountains of our God rest upon you as you hear this message. Hallelujah. God is wonderful. God is doing his mighty work of redemption on the earth today. The revival has already started, and God is drawing people into his kingdom. God is drawing people into his light, that they may once more live in the perfect favor of the Lord. Hallelujah. The perfect favor of the Lord. Amen. This is the reason the Lord Jesus Christ appeared. The Bible says that in him was the light, and the light was the, you know, the light of men. Hallelujah, it was the life of men. Quickly turn to the book of John, chapter 1, from verse 1. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but he was sent to bear witness of that light. That was a true light that lighted every man that cometh into this world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Hallelujah. Amen. This is John, the Apostle John, writing, you know, an introduction to the man Jesus. Amen. He says that in him was the light, and the light was the life of men. It is that same light that lighted every man that has descended into this world. Amen. And that same light has been made manifest for men to see and behold, to comprehend, so that they may live once more in the fullness of God's blessing. Hallelujah. That is the source of every man. Every man, you know, living in this world today has a part in that light. We all originated from that light. Amen. We are all of the same substance with that light. But the problem is that men have fallen and have lost the total consciousness of that light personality within them. Hallelujah. So God has sent his son Jesus Christ to come forth to remind us of who we are. He has come forth to restore us back to our original state in light. Amen. Because men are languishing today simply because they have lost a knowledge of that true precious identity that they have in light. They've taken up images of flesh and blood. They've taken up images of materialism. They have, you know, they have strayed away from the living God, strayed away from the knowledge of their true selves hidden in God, and have picked up another image which is false according to the God of this world. Hallelujah. So the men right now are blinded. Blinded by the elements of this world. But blinded, you know, by the, you know, things in this world. So that they do not recognize themselves anymore. Hallelujah. But something has happened. And something is happening. That is, the light is revealing itself today. So that each and every one of us might get back into the light. Hallelujah. Amen. As far as we live outside the light, which is our true identity, as far as we live outside the consciousness of that flaming fire within us, we abide in the wrath of God. Amen. We abide in death. We abide in poverty. We abide in sorrow. God does not come down from heaven to destroy anybody. God does not come down from heaven, you know, to put curses on anybody. But when men stray away from their identities, when men stray away from the light, what you have is darkness. Hallelujah. Amen. So the message is here simply to cause people to return back, you know, into their true nature. To return back to the truth so that they might live once more in the favor of God. Hallelujah. He came to this world and the world received him not. They rejected him. Why? Because their eyes were blinded. They rejected their glory. They rejected their life. Oh, hallelujah. At times we go about preaching these messages, and at times people get offended, people get angry, people call us heretics. Why? Because we simply seek, you know, to reveal the Christ within the hope of glory. Amen. We simply seek to reveal the truth about their true identity, about their source. Amen. And people get offended. People call you heretics. Some people get violent and angry, and they try to cast you out and all of that. But not to worry, these are the same things that they did to the Lord Jesus Christ. But somehow, at the end of the day, they will come back to their senses to know who they are. Amen. Hallelujah. What you see in this world today is just men whose light within them keeps dimming. Amen. Hallelujah. The light is always within each and every man, but the problem is that the more you stray away, the more you lose the consciousness of that light in you. Amen. Hallelujah. The more you stray away from the knowledge of God, from the truth, the more you lose the consciousness of that true flaming, you know, identity within you, the light within you. Hallelujah. Amen. That light is the same as fire. It's the same as a flame. Amen. So we say it is that flame that, you know, lightens every man that comes into this world. So within every man there is actually a flame, a burning flame. Amen. But people are darkened. The eyes of men are darkened, that they do not behold that glory within them. Hallelujah. That's what Paul in one of his writings says, that this has been a mystery hidden from the foundation of the world, hidden for ages, a mystery that men never knew about, which is the Christ within the hope of glory. Hallelujah. This is the same Christ within that Jesus Christ preached, and they said he tried to call himself or make himself equal to God. Amen. Some people still get offended today when you try to bring forth this mystery of the Christ within. They say we try to make ourselves equal to Christ. We try to make ourselves equal to God. You see, but this is the truth. We all are part of the Lord. We all have a substance from him. Hallelujah. We all are light with him. Hallelujah. The earlier we realize this is, the better. Amen. When we live outside the knowledge of the light within us, or the Christ within us, or our true spiritual light natures, what happens is that what we live in wrath, in suffering, in anguish, in turmoil. Hallelujah. Amen. So we have to now return back to the light. Amen. Each and every one of us has to arise to search for that light. Each of us has to arise to search for that flame. Hallelujah. And that flame is within us. Amen. Amen. This is the seeking of the kingdom of God within us. Hallelujah. Because if you find that flame, if you find that light within you, if you find your true identity, if you rediscover yourself, you are in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Because what? Because the Christ reigns. That flame is only one. Amen. That flame is one. There are no two flames. Hallelujah. Amen. So once we discover that flame with us, it is the Lord's kingdom. The Lord now reigns in us. And when the Lord reigns in you, gone are the days of sicknesses, gone are the days of death, gone are the days of torments, of the worries that humanity find themselves in. Gone are all those days. Because you stand in the place called eternity. Hallelujah. You stand in that place which was before this physical world even existed. You stand in a place that can never be moved, that can never be shaken, that can never, you know, change. Hallelujah. Amen. So this is what the gospel is all about. Jesus Christ was revealed from heaven to cause us to remember or to bring a remembrance or to bring an understanding of that light within us, that flame within us. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I just want to give an example. You know, God always uses, you know, he speaks in parables. During the Old Testament days, what people do not realize that God was speaking in parables. They were all parables concerning the glory of the Christ within us. Hallelujah. Everything written in the Bible is all written for our edification in the things concerning Christ. The laws, the rituals, the stories, the testimonies, everything in the Bible is all pointing to the revelation of Christ. The mistake now is that people read these letters and, you know, just hold on to these letters. You know, and they think they are wise. They think they are intelligent. See, but what do you know, they do not realize that those letters only point to Christ, only point to the glory within you, only point, hallelujah, to that hidden mystery. Amen, to the way to salvation, hallelujah. That is all the Old Testament talks about. Amen. It doesn't matter how many degrees you have, how many Bible schools you've been to, and whatever, how many titles you have, hallelujah. If you do not sit down and let the Spirit of God do some reinterpretation and, you know, enlighten you with thoughts of God, the Bible is of no use. You only just be reading death. Death, hallelujah. Who are those people that try to kill Jesus? Who are the people that try to crucify Jesus? Isn't it those people who were versed in the law, versed in the letters? You know, they were the ones who fought against Jesus. They fought against Jesus, not knowing what they were doing. Because they read the letters, but Jesus Christ read according to the Spirit of God. He received according to the Spirit of God. Amen. And Jesus Christ on one occasion told them that what they do not realize is that the laws of Moses were all talking about him. Amen. So let's quickly look at the story, you know, just quickly browse through the story of Moses. Hallelujah. I want us to realize that with all the great, great works that Moses did, the parting of the seas, amen, you know, the plaguing of Egypt, and all those terrible, terrible, mighty works that he did in the flesh, with all those things he did, Moses is lesser than the least in God's kingdom. Amen. Moses was only a shadow of things to come. Hallelujah. Moses was only a shadow of the true believer who arises into his true perfect state in Christ. Hallelujah. And God did these things, put those things in the Bible as examples for us to read and to understand. Now, it's only those who have spiritual eyes can see these things and understand these things. Hallelujah. Moses was somebody who was brought up in the royalty, in the place, high, high place of royalty of Egypt. He was brought up, you know, with all the splendor and all the riches of Egypt. And he lacked nothing in the flesh. You see that? But Moses still, you know, had that son within him. Moses still had an understanding of his origin as a Jew, as a Hebrew. Hallelujah. And you can see that all those things in the palace never satisfied him. He knew his roots, he knew where he came from, and he knew where he was heading. Hallelujah. Now, Moses eventually left Egypt, and all these things were ordered by the Spirit of God for lessons. Amen. Lessons. So that we can learn one or two things. Amen. He went through the wilderness for 40 years. He was in the wilderness. He left Egypt and all that for 40 years before eventually appearing before the Lord. The Lord appeared to him, remember, by the mountain of Horeb. Hallelujah. Or is it mountain of Horeb? Yes. Oh, yeah, by the mountain of Horeb. Hallelujah. quickly turn me to the book of Exodus chapter 3. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the fire and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. Amen. Brethren, these things are prophetic for our own edification, for our own understanding. I've made it clear that that burning bush or that flame, that eternal flame, is actually our true identity, which is the Christ within us. Amen. Each and every child of God has to search that thing out for himself. Amen. It's like a treasure hidden underneath the earth. It's like a treasure hidden within each and every man. But we have to awaken. Amen. To search for this thing. Hallelujah. Seek for this thing with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength. Hallelujah. Moses forsook, you know, the luxuries of Egypt. Who talks of the carnal realm, the realm of existence in this world, the pleasures of the flesh, and decided to take a spiritual journey, because symbolically 40 years talks about, you know, a spiritual journey through a wilderness. It's a spiritual journey of trial and temptations. Of course, throughout that 40 years, Moses had the opportunity, or he had the choice, to return back to Egypt, and I'm sure they would have received him well. See, but that was closed. That door was closed. And Moses, you know, stood his ground and, you know, waited all those 40 years before that he had that opportunity to appear from the, to appear before that burning bush. Amen. That is, that meeting there with the burning bush is actually a rediscovery of his true self, a rediscovery of the pearl of great price, a rediscovery of his true life personality within. Man, brethren, these are spiritual things, eh? Hallelujah. Because each and every one of us has to make that 40 days journey. We have to make that trip through the desert. Hallelujah. It's a desert because at times things might not look rosy, things might not look beautiful as you begin to search for the Lord, as you begin to arise from your carnality into the realm of the spirit, as you begin to put up the old carnal man. Amen. And to take up your true nature in Christ, you find yourself at times in the wilderness situations where things don't sound look rosy. Amen. Your old habits, you know, come into the way, and you know things at times don't work out. You wonder whether you are going even more and more ungodly. See, but the word is perseverance, patience, and continuity. Many people will turn back. Man, when they go through the first few years or the first few period of temptation and trial, most people go back and they fall back. Some people are carried away by the deceitfulness of riches. They hear the word, they rejoice initially. At the end of the day, they go back. Why? Because they are not rooted, friend. Hallelujah. We all have to, you know, learn to, you know, have what they call patience. Amen. Because when you begin to make that journey to that burning bush to see that flame, I tell you, brother, at times it might not be easy. At times you might even feel persecution. At times you might feel lonely. At times the brethren might reject you, might call you a heretic. Hallelujah. At times, you know, you might feel this sin consciousness. You might have some kind of habits that might be hard to go away. You might have jealousy popping out within you, anger, and all these things. So, but what we have to do is continue sowing to the Spirit. Hallelujah. Continue sowing in the Spirit, walking in the Spirit, learning to walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Learning to walk in the Spirit. And as you learn to walk in the Spirit, you will reap in due season. Hallelujah. Isn't it not the Lord who turns a wilderness into a blossoming garden? Harsh wilderness into pools of river? Hallelujah. He will fill you with joy. He will visit you, hallelujah, at the appointed time. All you must do is to wait in patience. Patience, hallelujah. Amen. So that after we have sowed and waited in patience, we will finally discover that flame of fire. We will finally discover our true identities. Something that has been hidden away from our view. We will suddenly discover that we have all things at our disposal that will reign over all. Amen. Hallelujah. I am. Amen. I am that I am. That's the body of Christ. It's an eternal body. Hallelujah. That is. That has been from the beginning, before the elementary things of this world came forth. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. It is that same I am that has created everything in this world. And we all are part of that same body. We all are part of that same light. Hallelujah. We all are of the same substance with that light. Amen. But we have to rediscover us. We have to journey back. Amen. Hallelujah. Moses left all his cares in Egypt. He left his friends. He left his family members. Amen. I'm not trying to say you should wake up one morning and just pack your luggage physically and leave your family members. But I'm trying to say, gradually you have to arise, get to a place where you recognize people after the spirit and no more after the flesh. Amen. It's a total spiritual pure work. A pure spiritual work with God. No carnality can ever find this place. Hallelujah. God told Moses, Moses, remove your sandals because the ground on which you are standing is holy ground. Remove your sandals. Amen. It's a place where carnality, hallelujah. Carnality cannot find its way there. Amen. Hallelujah. That sandal has been, you know, have been dusted, you know, with the dust of the desert and all that. Carnality. It's a new walk in the spirit. And it's only spiritual men that can find this path. Hallelujah. It's a path where carnality can never find. Amen. Hallelujah. So we have to reduce that fleshy carnal mind that we have born in this age. In this age, that carnal image that we have born in this age has to reduce. And the spiritual man, which is Christ, has to increase in us. Increase and increase and increase and increase and increase. We are no more. Because that is our true identity. We must pick up our cross every day and follow the Lord. Denying ourselves, denying our thoughts. Denying our vain imaginations. Hallelujah. And holding on to the imagination of the Lord. Hallelujah. It is then that we can reign in glory. It is then that we can do things, hallelujah, and appear in Christ, with Christ in glory. Do you know that when Moses appeared to Egypt, or to the princes of Egypt, it was not actually Moses anymore? Do you know it was actually that same burning bush, that same I am that was walking through Moses and doing all the works through Moses? The same way Jesus Christ said that the works that I do, it's not me that does this work, but who? But the Father in me, dwelling in me, that does this work. In likewise manner, when we get to this place, you do not have to bother about anything. It is the Christ within you that does all the things, that does all the work. Hallelujah. Amen. All we just have to do is to maintain ourselves in this place. All we just have to do is to stand before this bush. Hallelujah. Because spiritually speaking, Moses was standing before that bush eternally. When you come to that place, you stand and you are kind of engrafted into that bush. And you become part of that bush. So it was that same flame that actually came to Egypt. Amen. To enlighten up Egypt. Hallelujah. So that Pharaoh and all those princes, principalities and powers, amen, the lower realms of religion, the doctrines and the traditions of men, the darknesses, and the thoughts of men and all those things that define darkness, is illuminated, hallelujah, as the flame comes within Egypt. Amen. That is the appearing of the Son of Man in glory. When they see the Son of Man coming in great glory, when they saw Moses, they were seeing a shadow of the Son of Man coming with great glory and with great power. Amen. Hallelujah. So we have to rediscover that flame in us. Amen. Moses did several other works. The Bible says that when he first got to Egypt, or when he first got to the wilderness, he liberated a well for the 7 daughters of Midian, you know, to fetch water for their flocks. Moses actually aided the 7 daughters of, you know, Midian, who were initially hindered by other shepherds. Moses stood up on their behalf, and he watered the flock of these 7, you know, daughters of Midian. Amen. These are prophetic things. Amen. Because that those 7 daughters of Midian talk prophetically of the church, of the church of truth, the church of in light. Amen. The 7 is number of light, number of perfection. That deep well that was being blocked by the shepherd actually is the deep resources of truth in God. Amen. And the shepherds that blocked that well had nothing but the principalities and powers that you see in religion, you see in the spheres of humanity today. Man, these are the doctrines and the high concepts of men that block people from the truth, that shield people from the truth. Moses was born on earth to stand up for the truth and to unleash, amen, these deep resources of water from the heart of God. This is what each and every one of us has to do. We have to become vessels that speak the truth. We have to become vessels, hallelujah, that manifest the truth and speak the truth the way it is from the heart of God. Amen. And at times when you do these things, you'll be criticized. At times they will call you a false prophet. At times they will call you, you know, a heretic. But we should never ever be discouraged, because the Lord will reward you in due season. Hallelujah. The least you do unto these ones, you do unto me. The least you do unto these ones, you do unto me. Isn't this the word of the Lord? Amen. Anyone that gives a cup of water to this little one of mine will not what? Lose his reward. Because you are ministering to the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't have to open a... We're not saying that you have to open a church physically. God will always, you know, cause your waters to be shed abroad. God will always do it one way or the other. All we just have to do is to make ourselves vessels to carry the word of the Lord. We have to convert ourselves to be the word of God. Hallelujah. Let us become, you know, shepherds. Moses also became a shepherd. From prince to shepherd. We have to learn to convert ourselves to becoming shepherds. Shepherding our own souls and shepherding, you know, the souls of people around to the truth, unto the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Gathering them unto the Lord. Amen. Joining people unto the Lord, unto the truth, by revealing that true identity within them, by revealing the truth within them from those deep resources of water. Amen. And of course, Moses was invited over to the house of the father of the 7 daughters of Midian. And of course, you know, those seven daughters of the, you know, that is of Jethro, who was the father. The father there was acting as the father figure, as God there. And you can see that Moses ate bread with them, who talks of a type of fellowship. Amen. That's why we encourage people to fellowship. Because the more you hear these things, the more you are enlightened. The more you are awareness, the more you are granted entrance into God's kingdom. Amen. But if you are not aware of the truth, you are cast into darkness. So this is the reason for fellowship. Fellowship with the Spirit. Fellowship with the Father. Amen. Our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son. Our fellowship is not with religion. It's not with in-houses or with houses. Or with, you know, denominations. Our fellowship is in the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. So we should learn to cultivate this fellowship, you know. Eating of bread. Amen. We have to come to the table with the Father. Amen. And eat with the 7 spirits of God. Amen. Let us be illuminated by the word of God in these last days. Amen. These are some of the ways to which we can discover our true identities. Amen. We have to constantly reduce. We have to constantly be in communion with the Spirit of God. It's not a Sunday thing. It's not when you gather anywhere. It's a constant fellowship. Always meditating. always, you know, listening for that sound, still voice, always searching out, being a watchman, watching out for the word of the Lord, watching out for precious truth of the kingdom. And as we do these things, hallelujah, you will discover yourself before the Lord. Amen. Notice that Moses, the Bible says, when Moses saw the burning bush, he turned aside to see. Amen. It was when he turned aside to see the burning bush that the Lord called him. Amen. If he did not turn aside, he probably would not have been called. Amen. He was there alone. There was nobody with Moses. Hallelujah. We have to understand that our spiritual experience with the Lord are, you know, things that are personal. Amen. It does not, people don't have to be there to see anything. Amen. God does not work that way. When the Lord appears to you, people don't have to be there. It's a personal thing that occurs within you. It's between you and the Lord. Nobody knows the Son except the Father. And nobody knows the Father except the Son. It's a mystery between you and the Father. Amen. So as you draw closer to that flame, as you draw closer to that flame within you, as you draw closer to the light within you, we have to be attentive in the spirit. We have to come to the still, quiet place. We have to leave aside the hustles and bustles outside this world. You know, there are too many worries, so many, you know, too many things around, too many things that people occupy themselves with. Family problems, financial problems, you know, news here, news there, and so many distractions, you know. This latest thing in town, latest that in town, and that in town, you know, latest church, latest man of God, latest move of God. And all those things that, you know, they are just all illusions. We have to come to the place where we are able to separate ourselves from the hustle and bustle of this world and come to that place in the spirit where we can observe this burning bush. Separate ourselves in meditation. Amen. Learn to have quiet time with the Lord, because it's only the Lord that exists. All those things you see around don't exist. They are only idols. Amen. So the 40 days, 40 nights, as you do these things, learning to speak the words of the Lord, speaking the truth, fellowshipping in the truth, hallelujah, releasing the deep resources of truth in God as the Father reveals them to you, and persevering in the faith, He will turn your situation around. He turns your desert around to a garden of Eden. He turns your sorrow into what? Into gladness, joy. All your mourning for righteousness and your testing and hunger for righteousness will be filled in that day you discover yourself in light. When you discover your true self, hallelujah. Because your true self is holy. That true man within you, that true light within you is holy. And he can't sing. Hallelujah. He can't sing. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the will. And as we discover that man, we begin to see what the Bible calls the eternal favor of him that dwells in the bush. Hallelujah. We begin to see what? The eternal favor of him that dwells in the bush. Moses gave a particular interesting blessing to the tribe of Joseph before he finally crossed to the other side. If you turn quickly to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 13, it says that, and of Joseph, this is a blessing, you know, Moses was giving blessings to the tribes of Israel before his passing away, and he now gave this particular blessing to Joseph, to the tribe of Joseph. And of Joseph, he said, blessed of the Lord be his land, for the precious things of the heaven, for the dew and for the deep that crouches beneath, and for the precious fruits brought forth by the sun, and for the precious things brought forth by the moon, and for the chief things of the ancient mountains, and for the precious things of the lasting hills, and for the precious things of the earth and the fullness thereof. Hallelujah. and for the good will of him that dwelt in the bush. Let the blessing come upon the head of Joseph, and upon the top of the head of him that was separated from his brethren. Hallelujah. If you read these blessings carefully, it's very similar to the blessings of the father of Joseph, Israel, in Genesis chapter 49, when he blessed Israel. It's the same thing. He talks about the everlasting blessings. We're talking of eternal blessings of God. These are spiritual blessings in high heavenly places. Unlimited blessings. Hallelujah. From the deep beneath. Hallelujah. From the sky above. From everything. Hallelujah. That is created and made. Because all things are created and made. For those who walk in light. For those who walk in God's kingdom. You come to be a place where you realize that all things are created for you. For your enjoyment. For your pleasure. The Bible says that he richly blesses us with all things for our pleasure. These are spiritual blessings, brethren. Hallelujah. There's nothing you can handle or hold in this earth. Amen. You see, the deceit of the wisdom of this world is that it tries to make you rich according to the ways of this world. Amen. And when he says makes you rich, he makes you rich, tries to make you rich according to the flesh. So you can come to this earth and actually gather things on this earth. You see, but you only discover at the end of the day that nobody can gather anything. Amen. You came into this world naked, and that's the same way you leave this world. Hallelujah. Amen. The only thing that you can actually gain is spiritual blessing, and spiritual riches, and spiritual awareness to the fullness. And that is what God richly blesses us with. That is true riches. Hallelujah. Because once you have that, the other things are added to you. This is a mystery people don't understand. Amen. Hallelujah. Because you have all the power, you have all the glory, and you have all everything at your disposal to richly enjoy. Hallelujah. Paul says that he has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. That is upon the everlasting mountains, upon the everlasting hills of Zion. God gives us every feed for our enjoyment. He has given every feed over to the Son for what? For his enjoyment. But this is for those who are separated from their brethren. Amen? Who are those separated from the brethren? Those who get the revelation of their true identity and decide to walk in it. Automatically, there becomes a line, a dividing line, a type of separation between you and your brethren. Amen? Because light cannot move with darkness. Darkness cannot move with light. As you walk in the light, a line automatically is drawn, you know. And there's a separation. Amen. That's why Jesus Christ says, you know, his last prayers, if you listen to the last prayers, we say, you're not of this world. Even as I'm not of this world. Amen. We are taken out of this world, which is a realm of darkness and carnality, a realm of materialism, where people walk according, you know, to this material world. According to sight, according to touch, and all that. Amen? This blessing that actually was given to Joseph by Moses and the father of, you know, of Joseph, that's Israel, are actually spiritual blessings. Amen? And you see, people, you know, read this gospel, and at times they turn it around the other way, thinking again is godliness. But what they don't realize is that there's nothing a man can do to gain this earth physically. You can only just pass through this earth, you know, come in naked and you leave it naked. The only thing a man can do, and that is really worth it, is to enter into the glory of God, is to enter into light. And to enjoy in pleasures forevermore. This is the realm that God created Adam in. This is the way Adam was created. Adam was generated in this form. Placed in the Garden of Eden, a realm of unlimited spiritual blessings. A place where joy and gladness knows no bound. A place where spiritual gifts, hallelujah, and awareness has no limit. He gives everything into our hands. Hallelujah. This is the will of God. This is the good will of him that dwelleth in the bush. Hallelujah. This is the good will that will may have life eternal. To anybody that walks outside of the light, or outside of the true knowledge of that flaming fire within him, is in darkness up to now, and the wrath of God abides in him. Amen. He will not see life until he comes to his senses and takes a hold of that true identity within him. Hallelujah. So we have to arise, brethren. Arise, brethren. Forsake the vanities of this world. Forsake the vanities of this carnal realm. I begin to sour. Begin to pierce through the heavens. Hallelujah. And discover that flaming fire within you. And discover that flaming bush within you. And reign with Christ. Reign with Christ in glory. Hallelujah. Become part of that body that is, that body that has been, that body that will be, and that body that reigns forevermore.